And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not
afraid. Here on Declare Your Independence, me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA beautiful studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Hello, there we are. Okay, we're talking to Jordan Page. When I got back night before last, I had a call. Jordan, he had something happen to him, and he told me the story, and I'm like, yeah, well, you know, here we go. And, you know, it's just another level of here we go. And I want him to tell the story, but last night I gave a presentation at a discussion group here. It's been around for a long time. And I was going to talk a lot about a lot of tech and so on, but it was, you know, I go, this is what they really, it's the tech of us being able to communicate privately and to have forever communication, you know, that it's up. They don't want you to be secret about anything. And when you want to be public, they want to control what's up there. I mean, this is totalitarian regime. You know, this is a mindset of they, then those rule you and, you know, get over it. So this is an important issue here. And I want Jordan to just tell his story. Tell the public what happened to you with Facebook here last few days, Jordan. Oh, and Jordan Page. We should say something nice about Jordan Page. You're Jordan Page. All right. Jordan Page is a national recording and touring artist who performs a mixture of rock and folk music that has captivated audiences all over the world. He is known for headlining at major protests and rallies in support of freedom, peace, limited government. His lyrical poetry is as poignant as it is spiritual and is matched only by his incredible guitar skills and melancholic baritone. I mean, who wrote that, Jordan? Come on.
I don't know. Some sappy whatever. I don't even know what they're talking about.
That sounds good, though. The Jordan Page has been a big part of the youth and the music and the movement. That's one thing Ron Paul said. You know, it's got to be youth and music. And Jordan, you know, takes care of that. So it's been a lot of influence that he's had and a lot of, you know, totalitarian regimisms, you know, has had an influence on him and his music. He doesn't get mad. He writes a song. So, you know, I'm looking forward to a song. But in support, tell the people what you've been promoting and how you got on the show and why you think that what happened. Just tell the story while we got a little bit of time. And you got 5 minutes, man. Go.
Sure. Well, I've been promoting this new song that I've done called "The Persecution of Schaefer Cox." I was on this show about a week and a half ago talking about it, and we played the music video for it. So Schaefer Cox is an American political prisoner who was framed for a fictitious crime that never took place. He was railroaded by the FBI and the criminal justice system, and was denied having evidence shown in court that proved his innocence by the judge and the prosecution, and in a federal case that was outside the government's jurisdiction to even try. And he was given 26 years. He was sent to one of two secret black site prisons that exists in the United States called Communication Management Units, and where he's you know, one of like five non-radical Muslim prisoners in this place. And, you know, murders and torture are routine in these units, and the government sent him there basically to be killed. So a big deal that's just happened, where the judge in his case ordered that all that evidence that they withheld during the trial to be released, and he has a resentencing coming up. So this guy could actually conceivably get out.
Right? This is, well, let's talk about Schaefer Cox. As I remember, years ago, it's a young man. He's a preacher, son of a preacher, grandson of a preacher. He had a long line of spiritual presentation. And the guy gave a good presentation. He's a young guy. He's in his 20s at the time. And he's talking Constitution and freedom and, you know, in Alaska. Well, I saw one video. This is what I'll get you. He goes, you know, I have 2,600 people under my command over here that'll, you know, whatever. Boom, done. Next, can't have that. And it was a militia thing. He was like holding them accountable, exposing pedophilia in government, corrupt judges. I mean, you know, the councils, that kind of stuff. And when you do that, you come to the attention of important people and, you know, you live an interesting life. So they planted a bunch of stuff, did a bunch of stuff, made sure a bunch of stuff. And tell us about the judge.
Well, the judge, they couldn't get a judge to even listen to the farce of a case, because the Alaska state case against him was thrown out for lack of evidence. That is super important. When I wrap my mind around that, that really hit it home. His case was a state case, and they threw it out. He wasn't even found guilty or not guilty. There wasn't enough evidence to even hold him. So while he was still incarcerated, the federal government came in to try him outside their jurisdiction. And they had to bring a judge out of retirement who was hard of hearing to come and listen to this nonsense. And that judge refused to allow the FBI's own surveillance tapes that proved his innocence to be played for the jury. So this was a kangaroo court from start to finish. And they gave him 26 years. Hell, there's people raping and murdering children that don't get 26 years. Okay, so they wanted to silence this guy. They wanted to get him out of the way, because he was exposing child trafficking and drug trafficking and for lots of reasons, but none of which involved any crimes. Okay. So I got involved in this. Someone gave me Schaefer's book of song lyrics that were written from prison. It was smuggled out of another facility that he was in, where he thought all of his lyrics were lost. Those lyrics were somehow smuggled out and turned into a book. I got the book, and it inspired me to get involved and to learn about him. At freeschaefer.com, as we, you know, all the information's there at freeschaefer.com. And long story short, I wrote a song. We've been promoting it for the last couple of weeks. I've been on, this was, like, your show was the very first show. This was where the worldwide premiere was, or the music video we did. And, you know, we've been experiencing some really weird stuff since we started doing interviews. And by we, I mean myself and Angela Clemens, who's the president of Schaefer's Angels, the nonprofit organization that handles Schaefer's legal defense fund, among other things, advocating for Schaefer.
Well, that'll get you targeted. You know, this is, we're coming up on the break here in about a minute, and I don't want to leave you hanging in the middle of this. So what I want to do is kill time between now and then. You come back and get the rest of the story. Really what I want to do. But what I want you to understand is, everybody has been very dependent. This is what I was talking about last night. For convenience, we are very dependent on a lot of the social media that has grown up around anything. The movements, your soccer team, grandma. I mean, it's just that we've gotten so addicted to it, and everybody's blue face. You know, go anywhere, getting your blue face, blue face, blue face, blue face everywhere. And your mind, you are plugged in to the matrix, but it's not, you know, from the back of the head, it's from the front. It's eyes and ears and everything in front of you. And we're doing it voluntarily. And this is what happens. When you need to really share something, when you want somebody to know the whole point of being able to have free speech and communication, if they control the means, it's like in the Matrix, and they go, I'm not afraid of this Gestapo crap. This means nothing to me. I want my phone call. And he goes, what's a phone call going to do you if you can't speak? And then his mouth closes up. You remember that scene?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what good is a phone call going to do you if you can't speak? Well, that's what they're trying to do. Can you speak? I'm going to shut you up.
From the fourth letter of Captain Mark. Landlubbers are conditioned to believe that the originators of an idea deserve exclusive rights to it, but these innovators are nothing but privateers, granted a monopoly by the crown. Potential inventors are restricted from using their own property and forced to navigate a wilderness of prohibited ideas. These patterned monopolies are intellectual colonization. This alliance of means between the crown and the privateers is not an alignment of ends. Both collude to establish a permission culture, in which everyone second-guesses their own thoughts, never sure which ideas are permissible to develop. But their objectives are different. The crown aims to cripple dissenting opinion, while privateers will only be satiated when all new ideas already fall under their monopoly. This scheme does not protect our information, but seizes it and denies us access. The future belongs to individuals who think, speak, and act freely to create and share without reservation. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Brother, so how did things happen? Well, tell us a story about getting, what's her name, that the show?
Oh, Trisha Stewart.
Okay, so I want to build up to that. And then, of course, has there been any communication about what's happened since?
Yeah, she's been getting lots of weird messages from people.
Okay, well, wait till the show. Let's do it in the show.
Well, then you're asking me in between segments.
Well, no, I just wanted to know if there was an advancement in the story. Okay, there is. Good.
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah, all right. You
know, respectable people aren't awake this early, Ernie.
You know, well, I'm up, and the time changed. It was 7 to 10. Now, for 6 months, I'm 6 to 9. Yeah. Okay, so Trisha Stewart's podcast live on the talking about. Okay, Trisha Stewart. Well, tell us a little bit about Trisha Stewart, too. Let me go into the show notes here and I can click on her thing, see what she looks like.
She's pleasant.
Pleasant. That's a good word. She's very pleasant. She's pleasantly pleasant. Pleasantly noticeable. Okay, Jordan, Apples, Trisha, boom.
I only have eyes for Mrs. Page, though.
Yeah. Oh, she's a redhead. Right on. Okay, I'm hip. And, you know, that's one thing we had an article about the power of being redhead or something like that. It's one of the most popular, keeps getting downloaded articles on our site. And I'm going, you know, I guess they like gingers. Woman carrying a shotgun. I got a new rape whistle and it's really loud.
Wanna hear it?
So all she does is she has a Facebook channel.
But she has a lot of people to follow her. You know, I think we had like 1,600 people watching when it went down.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Okay, on this campaign tour, Jordan Page promotion of the Schaefer Cox story and new song he has. Bring attention to something needs to be attention brought to. And he's like, yep, here we go. All right, Ernie, we're gonna premiere it. And we played the video. It's co. And then all of a sudden, he's off and running. I'm up in Maine. And then my way back, I get this story. And here is the young woman that it goes on. Her name is Trisha Stewart. And she has a Facebook page. Is this her only communication with the planet is through this Facebook page?
I think so. I don't want to say definitively yes, but she has a lot of people that follow her, and she does a lot of live videos and talks about libertarian/anarchist issues. And she and I are both, you know, Christian voluntarists, and so we have a lot in common. And we've been wanting to do an interview for a while, and just looking for the right topic to start. So, you know, we scheduled it, she promoted it, and we got on pretty well without a hitch, and we did about a half an hour of banter, talking about the wall, and talking about, you know, God, talking about, you know, activism, how I got started. You know, I played Pendulum. We had about 1,600 people watching live, and all of a sudden, as soon as I mentioned the name Schaefer Cox, and we started talking about the corrupt judge and his sham of a trial, the whole feed just went down. It was just completely shut down. Now people are commenting, oh, here it comes, they're getting zucked, referring to Mark Zuckerberg, you know, censoring. And then Trisha was able to get back on, and she was able to add me one time, but it was less than a minute, and that video didn't record when we got back on, and then it shut down again, and then she was then blocked from adding me to the Facebook Live. Like, she could see that she was blocked from adding me. And her channel or her page got a strike against it, saying, you know, like, three strikes, you're out kind of thing.
Well, I'm looking at her thing here. It says, going to take a few. We'll try again. I got a strike, though. You know, she's right. I'm looking on the Facebook here when this has happened. Eek. Ooh, I got a strike. Now, you were able to still communicate. And there I can see the video, you guys starting, and I guess some of it, it's up there, but were you able to continue to communicate through Messenger or on the page?
We were, yeah, and we talked through Messenger a bit. She was just super pissed, as was I. I was not entirely surprised. It's just like, you know, I mean, I've been shut down before. It's just been a while, you know, and I like my question, you know, for you, when I called you to talk about it, is like, you know, what level of surveillance does a person have to be under for something like this to happen? And, you know, your hypothesis,
I think you qualify.
Well, your hypothesis was that maybe the, you know, they've got like AI kind of bots that scan for keywords, for trigger words. And then, you know, if you say so many of them in a certain amount of time, boom, they shut you down. But the thing is, this isn't the only situation. It's just the most obvious one. I mean, we were clearly shut down for talking about Schaefer Cox. We were on for a half an hour without even mentioning his name, and then as soon as we mentioned his name, boom, got shut down. So there are forces that don't want this story to be heard, Ernie.
I, you know, what's the word that I'm thinking? You know, duh. You know, this is it's what I've been screaming about. And I mean, all these, you know, conversations that we've had over the last few years, you know, start, you're right. Okay. Ernie's been, you know, damn. And I go, it's always this. It's when it's the most important time, when it's Super Bowl time, you know, they want to shut you down, and they will. And who's they? I don't know. They could be big, literally a big Bubba, you know, Jabba the Hutt sitting, you know, behind the screen, you know, flipping a switch for AI. This is the only reason that this hasn't happened before is because they couldn't. When everybody thought the Stasi in East Germany had a file on everybody, they only had like 40% or something. Well, only. I mean, imagine 40%. Well, now it's like 100%. In America, it's 100%. They know your favorite color, who all your friends are, what you know, the way you like your toast, and what movie you got in the book passage of the most influential, the first date you had, and your dog's name. I mean, you know, it's everything. And I'm, well, they don't have files like the Stasi. You don't need to. You gave them everything.
Right.
And when, you know, and now all they need is to be able to do, because we complain about this, but this is what's happening in China right now. In China, you go anywhere, do anything. If you're dissident, considered by the AI be against a man, boom, you can't buy a train ticket, airline, or get a job. you know, and your kids can't go to school. I mean, this is, to think that won't happen here, it's happening. Then to get, when your kid's a little screw up that never goes to class in high school, all of a sudden you're the elite, you just pay, know who to bribe and whatever, and boom, they're in whatever college they want to go. This is a big scandal breaking now. This is all neon dust stuff. So we have to get off of these guys. Well, you got to go where the people are. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where they are. They're not letting them see you. You know, you're not. And then all the time that you guys are on Facebook or message, oh, and complaining about Facebook, they're mapping out your network. You get in, I do, even Telegram. You know, we had to do a Telegram app thing, you know, they get me on Telegram. You know, it's the same thing. Yep, all the contact lists, you know, are scanned. I'm going, what's the freaking difference, you know? You use a phone number? So it's, to me, it's inevitable that this happened. It's going to get worse. I don't think it's going to get better. We're going to have to, you know, app and develop our way out of this. Freedom. There's an app for that, you know. So we're working on that right there. When we get off and you have all of the great content and stuff that you need, the people will go there if it has the features that they want. They're just willing to sell out their privacy for convenience. You know, that is, you know, least amount of pain, you know, least amount of effort, you know, least amount of pain, most amount of pleasure. I mean, you know, that's how we operate. And they, them, those know that. So I'm concerned for the future. And I'm wondering, you know, some of the other instances that you've had on this, you know, rattle off a couple before the break starts.
Well, you know, I did Gary Franchi's show on Next News Network last week or week ago. And, you know, that went well. It was a great interview. And within 45 minutes of it airing, he got demonetized. Now that video got demonetized, and so he appealed it, and he surprisingly won the appeal. But most of his videos are getting hundreds of thousands of views or millions of views, and the video we did about Schaefer Cock got 23,000 views. Another one we did that YouTube was taking away the views from at the counter was at 9,000 views within 24 hours, and then a couple hours later it was at 7,500 views. So things like that are happening. And, you know, Trisha got a bunch of messages, five messages warning her not to cover the Schaefer Cox story.
Okay,
you
now
know.
What messages from whom?
From people she didn't even know.
Of course.
What do you shop for that...
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about those messages a little bit. And then the alternatives, we're... You know, that was my presentation last night. The whole thing, I'm going, look, we got to get off. Now, there's so much. I showed them, you know, these guys, they don't know what a Raspberry Pi is. You know, I showed them some Arduino stuff with different sensors and things you can build and all that. And the point that I was making was, we can have our own networks, our own information that they can't take away. We can be the internet. And that was what I've been screaming about since MadeSafe and so on, hammering on that. But it's coming to fruition now. And I'm like, nope, nope, nope. The only place I can get Jordan Page is where? You know, YouTube and your webpage. And they flip that switch and we're done. So we need to get all that stuff over IPFS. But once you do that, well, then it's out. You know, there ain't no claim. You ain't getting no IP. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. So this is what you got to give up is any kind of ownership. You know, that's the only thing. And... I don't have a problem with that. And there's other ways of funding, you know, this crowdsourced direct peer-to-peer funding model. I don't see there's going to be any other alternative. And another thing that, you know, I've been kind of anticipating, we're going to start hearing a lot about is the depopulation. And I think just naturally, because of the way things are, and there's some influences, and there's just a lot, we're going to start having a negative birth rate. And I think the population is just, you know, is going to be settling out. And it has so much to do with a lot of these controls. And I'm not even sure it's a good or bad idea, but it's definitely an effect of something. And when you got a welfare system, a socialist system, you know, who's going to be left to take care of everybody? Well, here comes the robots. So they keep thinking, they're always pulling something out of their rear. And I think a lot of it is AI. they're really counting on a lot of artificial intelligence to tag a lot of this stuff because they don't have the manual labor to do it. I don't think they ever did. And so they're always counting on technology to, you know, exercise their will and thwart yours. So I see it coming to a head, and it's going to need representation in a song. I need a Jordan song. Do you got any lyrics starting to buzz around in your head on this?
No, but I'm on it. Ever since you said that to me, last night or the night before, I've been thinking about it.
You know, so. I'm sitting there like, you're playing, I'm going, if you knew a songwriter, that'd be cool. I mean, you know, that's not the first thing that pops in your head. You know, oh, you done pissed me off. I got a song, you know. I'd be first thing going, you know, like I do. I go, I got a microphone. Oh, we're going to talk about, go have us some fun. So this is, it's just positive waves, man. You know, has the Schaefer story been getting any media press at all from all this efforts and what's going on in the courts?
I mean, we're getting a lot of traction. People are writing to me. They're donating like crazy to Schaefer's fund. So we know that things are happening. And I mean, like no like real mainstream places have picked it up yet, but Angela's going to be on GCN tomorrow night from what I understand. And we've got some big shows coming up, and one of the shows that the host is really into Schaefer now is connecting us with all of these, like mainstream Christian channels.
Okay, here we're coming back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Welcome back. Yep, we're talking with Jordan Page. Had an interesting story that I relayed last night in my presentation. I'm just going, this is a neon flashing example of exactly what I'm talking about. You know, and it has, you know, I you always hear me on here quoting Vince Soprinowitz, you know, a really good writer, that said, you know, these things happen just 3 weeks. You just wait 3 weeks. You know, the Christchurch, New Zealand shooting, they're like, 3 weeks. And you see what's really kind of going on. And don't let good crises go to waste. You got to pass some gun laws and stuff or something. And I feel so manipulated all the time. Who do you trust? Where do you go? Where are the channels? It's alternative media people that you know them. You meet them. You shake their hand. You give them a hug. Give them a big wet one, whatever. They give them some money. And they are out there doing the work. They're on the street. They're talking to people that know. They're going, hey, let me tell you what happened. You know, so it's when I want to know what's going on with anything, I know who to go to. I know which ones, and these are the people that we're platforming, that because I can, you know, and the technology is there, and I just see the need. We're going to put them up. You know, I don't know if I told you, Jordan, we just platformed an IPFS, James Corbett. I mean, and, you know, detailing that and getting that, boom. I mean, that right there, that just pissed the man off. That's just Freedom's Phoenix. Now we're going to go to Richard Grover, Tragedy and Hope. Then we'll hit, you know, whoever's left, who's in line, because we've got Dan Dix from Press for Truth, Josh Egerson, and John Siemens from World Alternative Media. That Tim Pachosko start doing on their channels some videos and everything. That'll get them in more trouble. You got Derek Bros, Conscientious Resistance, Larkin Rose, Most Dangerous Superstition. We got people lined up. So we're going through this to get it to where the stack, it's easy and a template and file, and you load it and you do it yourself. Because you don't need to go on anyone's store. You just load up to this cloud and maybe pin it to a hard drive that you have under your control there, so it never goes away in your possession, but it never goes away anywhere else either. So it's always available. We need Jordan Page to start thinking of this, but you're in a little bit different situation. You want to have that intellectual property to send me a dollar. You know, so how would this fit an artist like you having stuff that's immutable and out there forever?
How would it affect me? Well, you know, it's interesting because where I'm at, I'm not like making a living selling music, like online. I mean, it pays for groceries and things like that, you know, but it is a help. I mean, there's people that have pirated my music, but then they also pay for it to support me. You know, I'm one of these artists that, like, you can actually, like, if you appreciate what I'm doing, you can support me. I mean, I've got other ways, I've got other income streams, you know, but the intellectual property debate rages on. I'm not one of those people that thinks that it should be enforced with violence and guns and government. But I, at the same time, you know, it costs money to produce content. It costs money, a lot of money, to produce music, for sure. And, you know, it's nice to be rewarded for the fruits of your labor. But I think we're coming to a time, Ernie, where, like, especially like when my kids come of age, where none of that's going to matter anymore. It's going to be the most important thing is going to be just making sure the truth is available, that these songs are available. Like, the songs are more important than me. Like, you know, I'm going to die someday. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I want these songs to continue on and to continue to inspire people and give them hope and spiritual courage and strength. And that's what's important is
you know, I think that if you take the attitude, and this is, I had this conversation with Aaron Zellman. I mean, not Aaron, Aaron too, but with Aaron Russo on Freedom to Fascism. He was like, "Oh, no, you're from Hollywood, man. You couldn't not go sue me, you know, make 150,000 copies of that. We're putting them out there." I go, "I'm telling you, it's going to benefit you." Sure as heck, you know, it just became part of the movement. And he's like, "Okay, well, don't pirate the director's cut." I'm like, "All right, I'll do you that, you know, because I don't give a crap what you say anyway." But the the director had better stuff in it, but he just wanted to win one, you know. Well, the thing is that there was a lot more support from donation, people participating and appreciation of. And if you let people know that is your funding model, there is enough that to support the concept of making this stuff available, I think you probably get more than people just downloading it and taking it anyway, you know? So I'm, if you're willing, and we get through this line of backup of what we'll talk about it, we'll make a forever Jordan Page, you know, Jordan Page songs will never go away, and you'll piss off all the right people, and make sure in the file you put in there a QR code or a graphic of kind of, you know, a little something for the home team here, and we'll give it a test on, you know, at least your first album, something. You know, if you work with me, I'll help promote it.
Well, you know, Ernie, I mean, I am a big blockchain advocate and I'm a partner in a blockchain development company. So, like, I'm all about the immutable distributed ledger, you know, and making permanent records of things that can't be taken down. So an interplanetary file system is music to my friggin' ears, brother. So
yeah, no, that's all right. We'll put you on the list, man. Let's get it done, because I think once this... It's starting to go already. I already know what's going to happen. Everybody's like, "How'd you know? Like, how'd you not know?" So anyway, so what will happen is Jordan Page will be there forever and always. And should we reward him for the content and keep adding more? How do you do that? It's a little $5 a month. You know, that's when we should have a fund. All right, to support all these guys that are doing this, supplying all this content so it never goes away, you know, push the button. Here's your little donation page. And I think that's what, you know, Derek, we're working on that, you know, to make that very thing happen. Because then we have to get in the IPFS search. We have to, you know, that's another thing that we're working on with Colin Paper at pre-search. So we're developing this fully out. There's going to be something. But I wanted to make sure we got in the part where the young woman doing the Facebook page, Tricia, she started getting communications from Facebook or other people, or, you know, what happened there?
She told me that she was getting a lot of random messages from people she didn't know, telling her that she should not be talking about Schaefer Cox, that she should not be having me on, and even some people that she did know who have large channels told her, you know, not to cover this, and that they refused to cover the story, and that she should be careful, and that she should realize, like, this is a dangerous thing. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, I mean, this woman covers controversial stuff all the time. Like, why is she getting like an onslaught of messages from people telling her not to cover this case. So, you know, you can see that we were pushing a button here, but like on Facebook Live, you know, there actually is a button that they can push and turn it off. I mean, I was on Kate Daly's show, which is a nationally syndicated show, last week, and for 20 minutes, and we were talking about this, and it wasn't censored because it was live. It was live radio, but they're not going to shut down an entire radio station. But with Facebook, it's so controlled. But we had almost 2,000 people watching live. The videos had several thousand views so far, but you can still see it and see exactly the point where it cuts off. It's when I'm talking about the judge coming out of retirement, and it's just boom, done. You said the magic word, and it's over.
I got a minute and 4 seconds from the end on your video with Tricia Stewart, and I'll just play from there when we come back. Yeah, I just want to get last minute, probably tell the story, you think?
Well, last several minutes, but yeah, the last minute for sure.
Yeah, just, you know, what you guys are talking about, and boom. And how are they doing that? What is the mechanism they use to put? Doesn't matter, because they can. You know, this is. And what's going on now? Well, the economy's going to take a dump. European Union is, you know, about ready to disintegrate. They're pissing off Russia. China's going to do whatever the hell they want to do. Venezuela's blowing up. Well, we're going to have another war, you know? And the economy. Oh, and 2020 election cycle, and a bunch of candidates announcing.
From the first letter of Dr. Idris Barber, I've healed many landlubbers, but could have healed countless more if they were willing to break the law to preserve themselves. The Crown required that I obey leeching privateers who didn't share my oath to do no harm. I was forbidden from discussing the treatments I knew patients needed. The Crown claims to protect landlubbers from bankrupting medical expenses, but only seduces them into begging for relief, while privateers monopolize the management of chronic illness. This royal alliance has constructed a medical hegemony that denies science, discredits alternative remedies, and mandates unwanted treatments, while callously ignoring the victims dying on waiting lists. They have produced a society increasingly addicted, impoverished, diseased, and suicidal. My conscientious objections and medical ambitions required not only seeing this cage, but leaving it. That's why I raised my black banner. Among pirates, the Crown's tantrums are irrelevant. You own your body without qualification. Open ocean medicine enables healers and customers to build a relationship of mutual consent. Prices decrease, quality increases, and physicians become as accessible as barbers. Customers determine their own medical care, whether that's experimental treatments, prohibited plants, controversial procedures, bootleg pharmaceuticals, or even the right to die. Any system of command and control is rejected. In time, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, genetic engineering, and cybernetic prosthetics could take the human condition beyond our imagination. Medical augmentation could eliminate aging, enhance intelligence, and erase our fundamental physical limitations. With the Crown in our wake and the individual at the helm, we are free to pursue an unfettered life. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied.
Yeah, I'm covering the secrets and exposing the lies. All right, this is what we're going to go ahead and do. Let me bring this screen up. I want to do that and see Jordan. Hello. Okay. We got this, and then I can pull to the video on Facebook. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play. I didn't pre-listen to it or nothing. I got a minute and 4 seconds left, and can I expand that? Probably. All right, I'm going to hit play, and we'll see what when they decided, Facebook decided to shut you off. So so prelude to this, it's just like 30 minutes into this thing. And yeah, we're 35 minutes or so. And you guys have been yakety yakking, getting to know each other, yakety yakking, and hadn't even gotten to Schaefer Cox yet. And is this the first time you started mentioning him?
Yeah, we only talked about Schaefer in like the last like 3 or 4 minutes of this video before it cut off. So yeah, so a minute from the end is we were in the thick of it at that point.
All right, well, let's give it a shot, see what's up.
When they don't have anything to charge you with, they charge you with conspiracy. And that's mm-hmm. that's what he was charged with. He had some bogus weapons charges that we could talk about, but you know, the big charges were conspiracy to murder federal agents and solicitation to murder federal agents. So during the Alaska state trial, the case was thrown out for lack of evidence. They literally like played all the tapes, and it was thrown out because there was nothing to charge this guy with. Like, it was nonsense. And while he was still incarcerated, the federal government came in, superseding its own jurisdiction, and
you're done.
So the federal judge to hear this farce. They brought one out of retirement who was an older judge, hard of hearing, and I'm sure they gave him instructions on what they wanted him to do. And he refused to allow the tapes that would have set Schaefer free. He refused them.
Okay, and then it was over.
Yep, that was it. We were able to get on for less than a minute. That didn't record though, and then after that they shut it down again, and then they blocked her from being able to add me back to the live video.
Okay, now wait. So they go, we don't like this guy that's saying this, talking about that, and your popular channel with a gazillion people of whatever, we give you a strike warning, and even if she was willing to defy it and take the consequence and screw you, she could not have you come back on her feed. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct.
Wow.
And then she started getting lots and lots of weird messages from people she didn't know telling her not to cover the Schaefer Cox story.
Of course she did. You know? And so what do I got here? All right, take a look at this. Trump vows to investigate Facebook. Trump's going to fix it. Let's go fix it. Let's see. Scavino, who manages several of the president's and White House social media accounts, reported being blocked from responding to someone's question over the social media platform. Asked Facebook, why are you stopping me from replying to comments followers have left me on my own Facebook page? It ain't yours. It's Zuckerberg. That's my point. President Trump renewed his criticism of Silicon Valley tech giants on Tuesday, calling Facebook, Google, and Twitter on the side of the radical left Democrats. The radical want to rule me, whatever. Since the 2016 election, left-leaning tech platforms have been caught censoring, mocking, or otherwise limiting the reach of conservatives. On a Monday op-ed for The Hill, Donald Trump Jr. writes, from shadow bans on Facebook and Twitter to demonetization of YouTube videos to pulled ads for Republican candidates at the critical junctures of election campaigns, the list of violations against the online practices and speech of conservatives is long, but the solution is not taking over some private entity. But then you go, are they private? Okay, check this out. I go over at a friend's and they have Alexa, and we're sitting there, a bunch of us, and I go, because I've seen this done online before, and of course, you know, South Park had fun with it. So I go, Alexa, do you work for the CIA? I work for Amazon. Amazon's a private company. Does Amazon work for the CIA? No, Amazon is a private company. Does the CIA have a I gotta say Alexa first. Alexa, does the CIA contract with Amazon? I don't know that answer or some crap like that, right? I'm going, yeah, that's what I thought, you know. So this is, they're listening. It is part, it's all the dystopian sci-fi that you watch as a kid and 1984, you know, live on television. So this is the only answer to this is not even get into a battle with trying to fix them. It's to make them obsolete, ignore them, bypass, go somewhere else, do something else. Just do it because it's never going to get better. It's not going to get better. They are not going to get better. They'll promise they get better. Privacy is our number one thing. We want to be a platform. Blah, 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 blah. They are not going to get better. Sure as hell going into the 2020 election cycle. From now on into the future, keep going. From now on, it is not going to get better. What are you going to do about it, people? I don't know what you're going to do about it, Jordan.
I guess interplanetary file system.
Yeah, something. You know, it's a philosophy. It's something. I never said it's going to be made safe. I go, it's going to be something like made safe. Now, made safe still is an effort for years, been working on this. Filecoin, Tiacoin, you know, Clear Foundation, IPFS. You know, I mean, it goes on and on and on. But the goal is the same. It's to where they can't censor you, the immutability of data that can be on there. And I wanted the first one that I could demonstrate and use, I'm all over it. And here we go. I'm going, what else we need? So what's the future? You got some other gigs that you're doing, and hopefully not on YouTube or Facebook. But see, that's what they reduced the movement to. They go, yeah, 92.6% of the reach is coming from platforms we control. Ha, 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 you know? So what else are you going to be doing? What's left to you to promote the Schaefer-Cox effort?
Well, we're going to be doing the Schaefer Cox stuff until he's released. You know, I mean, we meet people to go to Schaefer, to freeschaefer.com, and learn about the case and learn about everything going on with him. This campaign's going to be going on for at least several months, and we're just going to keep taking it and taking it and taking it as far as we can go. I did get an inspiration just now while we were on break for the song. I think I should call it "If It Pleased the Crown."
No! If It Pleases the Crown. Yeah, 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 yeah. Have you got the latest books that we have? Yeah, that Pirates Without Borders?
No, I don't have them. You got to send me
one. We have a bunch of memes in there. You go on Pirates Without Borders, and you just see the memes. If It Pleases the Crown, one of my favorites it has in the Jim Carrey in the Truman Show, where he's escaping and the sailboat hits the wall and he walks up, mm-hmm. you know, the stairs. He like gets out of the, you know, the menagerie there, and it goes, "If it pleases the crown, I'd like to leave."
Yeah,
you know, and one I'd like to breathe as they're killing the guy for selling onesie cigarettes. If it pleases the crown, that's awesome, awesome, perfect, awesome, awesomeness of awesome. All right, that's it. If it pleases the crown, may I speak. If it pleases the crown, may I go fishing with my grandson? I mean, you know, it's just, there's so many of these, and Davi's done a lot of that. That would be, hell yeah, if it pleases the crown. That's a number one hit of, you know, outside of YouTube. So, you know, damn it. All right. You know, you just keep accumulating lyrics. On something like this, how long does it take you to come up with something?
Oh, once I put the request in, you know, the universe generally gives me the song pretty quick, but it's, I've got a great mechanism for getting it recorded. It's the same way I did Lavoie Finicum's song, and the same way I did Schaefer Cox's song. Have you heard the song I did for Joby and Stephanie and Little Liberty Weeks? Have you heard the song yet?
I don't think so.
I'll have to send you an MP3. I did the Legend of Liberty Weeks.
Nah!
Two days after she was born, and it turned out pretty good. I'm not going to release personally, but It's a fun song. I'll send it to you.
I want to hear it. I want to play. He was just over here a few weeks ago before I went to Maine. And, you know, promoting another Joby thing. But it's a freedom thing. It's always freedom thing. You know, he's always expanded, you know, the work. So, I'm, you know, supporting Liberty. You know, he really likes her having that name. You know, the coolest thing about Liberty, Stephanie has this, like, platform. Instead of holding facing you, it's a little platform that the baby faces out. So at a few months old, that kid is like, recognizes everybody. You know, he's out in the world. It's like, she's like, woohoo, I'm here, you know, facing this way. I don't have to look at mom's neck all the time. Just screw that. So that is just a really, and in Asia, they just have like a little potty on it. You just change the bowl. They don't even wear diapers. You know, so that's a cool kind of rig. All right. Schaefer Cox, Jordan Page, we're going to get this taken care of in examples.
We have some good news. The indictments against.
There we go. I'm sorry this happened to you, brother. Almost as much as I'm glad it happened to you. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything happens for a reason, and it sucks. But it really kind of drove the point home to me. And I'm very resolved to keep fighting and keep talking about him. I mean, and so is she, quite frankly. She wrote me a text saying, the more of these messages that I get, the more resolved I am to continue talking about him. And I'm like, go for it, sister. You know, like, keep talking about it. Like, this is one of our people stuck in a hellhole because he was telling the truth. You know, I mean, if it was you, do you think I would stop?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm hit, brother.
You know, I would hope if it was me, some fucking person would write a song, The Ballad of Jordan Page, and, like, talk about me and, like, not let me be forgotten while I'm sitting in this hellhole, you know, for fighting for everybody's freedoms and, like, fighting for these kids that are being sold, you know?
It's is what you look throughout history, and it's always this kind of thing. You know, it's just injustice. And a lot of times they'll let out people that, you know, shouldn't be because it serves the state interest of, you know, they get votes or something. I keep thinking of, you know, a lot of things that I'm glad you're there doing this and I want to help, you know, so just keep us informed and start thinking about Derek can let you know exactly what we need. And James Corbett had it going on. He had, you know, the site map all organized and kind of did boom, and it just came. I go, wow, you may need some research or something, because boom, it platformed him, you know, like a day. You know, so I'm going, damn, that was awesome. You know, James took it serious. But if you need help or something on that, hopefully it's organized enough that it can pull it over. And we'll get you all your files and music and your comments and your lyrics, everything that to keep you up forever, and then have a paywall for it or some donation page or something, you know, because you got to have access to the links. You got to promote. It's not that it's just out there. You got to know where it is. That's part of what this IPFS search thing we're working on. But you can promote these, and we get you over there because I don't want you to go away. And I think people would pay for you not to be able to go away. So that's what we'll work on. Start thinking about that, and we'll work with you.
Okay, that sounds good, buddy. Thanks for having me on again, man.
All right, good luck, and keep me informed. Don't you know, surprise me with stuff that happened a week ago, you know what I mean?
There you go.
All right, peace, brother. All right. Love you.
All right, love you. Bye.